Dennis, congratulations on the position in the leadership team. What was, when did you first find out that you were in the frame for it, and what was your reaction?
Oh, look, I put my name up for selection, and it was up to the boys to vote us in, and found out yesterday the news, and yeah, over the moon, mate. Been a long time coming, and I'm really grateful for being a part of it, but look, nothing changes for me. All the leadership group do the same thing, mate, really.
What's changed over the last 2 years? Has there been anything in particular? Because your consistency in your form has been really strong, you've been staying in the team.
Yeah, look, personally, I think it's just the coaches coming in, having a real new vibe, real good educators, understanding not only my role, but my role in the team. And being predictable footballers, I think, as a whole as well. And just knowing if I go out there and do my job, then that's all that's required for the team, really. So being able to do that has kept me consistent.
What kind of a leader are you? Are you a yappy sort of a person in the rooms?
Yeah, mate, I'm probably someone that likes the sound of his own voice, unfortunately. But, yeah, I'm just probably someone that sort of tries to drive the young kids to keep challenging us older boys, and then keeping the older boys accountable as well. Very passionate leader. Love this place, love the club, love where the club's going. So, yeah, just really want to get as many boys of the 46 or 47 on the list to jump on the same ship.
In terms of Murph and his output as a leader as well, what does it mean to work with someone of his experience in that leadership group?
Oh, look, Murph is super. He's an outstanding leader. Last year, to be off-field with an injury for most of the year and to take the young kids on like he did, and you saw a lot of growth in a lot of our first-years and even second-years, and he's doing that again. And to be able to work alongside Murph and help him out is a huge honour. Hopefully I can just add 1 or 2%, mate, but he does a lot right, that's for sure.
Bryce Gibbs back in the group as well. Dennis, was there ever a question whether he might not be in there given he was after traded obviously last October?
Nah, not at all. As soon as he rocked up day one of pre-season, he was here as a Carlton player, really passionate about the club, really hard working. He's probably been one of the best on track. So there was no doubt in my mind, all the players' mind, all the team's mind, that he was going to be a leader of this club.
Third cousin.
He was
a bit shattered that you didn't get an invite to your wedding. Did you hear about that?
Oh, look, I claim he was my third cousin, but this is probably the first proper meeting. I hadn't seen him since he was probably 4 years old. So, yeah, pretty distant, mate. But look, he's coming to the club really well. He's adding a lot of exuberance out on the field. He's a flashy little player and teaching me some new tricks, that's for sure.
Dennis, we saw such a drastic change in the way that the footy club played under Bolts. Are we going to see more change, you think, in his second year?
Oh, look, mate, we're just about building on our foundations. We started somewhere and, of course, we want to improve on that. So hopefully that leads to a few more changes. But like I said, it's just about building on where we come from and individual improvement and team improvement.
Is finals realistic?
Oh, look, mate, we're not here to talk about finals or anything like that. Like I said, it's all about just improving again. Anything's possible, but at the moment, mate, it's just about improving our foundations, improving our game knowledge, improving our game structures and styles, and going forward from there.
Patrick Cripps obviously coming back from the back injury. How's he tracking? Is he still on line for round one?
Yeah, Patrick Cripps is absolutely flying out there. He's a very professional athlete, and he does everything to the utmost professionalism. So, yeah, he was out there today having a good little run around. He's definitely on track for round one, and that's really exciting.
Of the new boys, both the draftees and the experienced guys you've got from other clubs, anyone you think's really pushing for round one?
Oh, mate, there's a lot of pressure for round one, actually, which is a really good thing. Reece Palmer, Billy Smets, they've both come in and added great depth to our midfield and forward line. You know, we've got the likes of Samo Petrevski-Seaton. He's a live wire. I said Zachy Fisher as well. And there's a lot of boys, again, like from second years, like Harry McKay and all that are really driving those tall forward spots. So, yeah, look, there's a lot of pressure for round one, and looking forward to JLT, I think it is, to iron out what we've got.